get what you want. Answer these important 8 questions.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Let's take a deep breath. Clear the energy. There we go. Feels good. Hey, I want to remind you that we are looking for 3 special people to come to my home on Labor Day weekend. Send me an email along with your resume and a picture if you are interested. Labor Day weekend is a very special weekend. We call it SOAR. It's a soaring weekend because we're going to have 3 people here. I'm going to work with 3 people, but also Rachel is going to be working and Geraldine Convento. She's going to be here working, and the 3 of us. So each person is getting one-on-one treatment, and we're going to help you achieve your goals. You're running into blocks. You're running into roadblocks and energy blocks and everything else. If you want to make progress, this is the way to do it, because we can do more in 3 days one-on-one than we can in 3 months some other way, okay? And I'm telling you, this is it. So lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Send me an email, because we only have 3 openings. I'm taking the 3 most qualified individuals that want the money they desire, the love they crave, the health that they depend upon. I'm looking for those 3 people. Are you one? Okay. Here are 8 questions that I believe you must ask yourself. And I have these laminated. I have the questions laminated because I think these questions are so important to ask yourself on a regular basis. If we don't stop and kind of get off the train for a moment and ask ourselves questions about where we're going, why we're going there, how we're going to get there, then we are kind of operating in sleep mode. And we want to be awake. We want to be present in our life. Okay, so here it is. Number 1, you've put out some intentions. You have dreams. You have goals. What's stopping you from achieving them? What's stopping you? What is stopping you from taking the actions that you need to take? And you need to write this down. You need to have kind of a clear map of what is stopping you. Because until you understand what's getting in your way, what's stopping you, you're never going to be able to change it. Are you getting up too late? Are you moving too slow? Are you living in fear? Are you living in doubt? Are you failing to take action? Are you failing to learn specific knowledge necessary? What's stopping you from having the money you desire? What's stopping you from having the love you crave? What's stopping you from having the health that you depend upon? So write that down. Number 2, what will happen if you fail to take inspired action? What will happen if you continue to eat the way that you are eating? What will happen if you continue to run your business the way that you're running your business? What will happen to your marriage if you continue to act the way you're acting? And what will happen, because you probably know the actions you need to take to get you closer to your dreams and goals, what will happen if you fail to take those actions, if you fail to take inspired action? I mean, there's action, and then there's inspired action. What will happen if you fail to take that action? I have people all the time say, Robert, I'm inspired to do this. I feel called to do this, but I'm fearful. Well, what happens if you don't do it? Number three, what does success, and I mean success, can I put this with happiness? Because I think part of being alive is to be happy. What does success and happiness look like? What does it feel like to you? I'm not talking about, you know, the Hollywood types. I'm not talking about other people's definition of success and happiness. I'm talking about yours. What does it look like? If you close your eyes, what does it look like? And then what do you feel inside yourself? What does it feel like? That's so important to see. A lot of people will stop with what it looks like. But I think it's important to move forward with what it feels like as well. Number four, what are your top three whys? Why is this important to me? Why do I want to have an incredible, loving relationship with this person? Why do I want to have a successful business? Why do I want to do this? And you need to have an answer to that. Because without a clear why, this is why I get up at 5 a.m. This is why I work till midnight. This is why I run 2 miles a day. This is why I eat a vegetable-based diet. This is why I practice intermittent fasting. This is why I go to board meetings and Kiwanis meetings and everything else. This is why I do it. Here's the real reason I do these things. Because if your why isn't strong enough, you'll come up with reasons not to do it. You'll talk yourself out of not doing it. I've had so many clients come to me. They could have came to me 3 months earlier, would have been easier. They could have come 6 months earlier. But finally, they got in touch with their why. And that was the motivating factor. Why am I taking this action? Why am I doing this? Why is this important to me? Why is this intention vital to my life and my destiny?
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities. Bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number five, what can you do in the next 72 hours to begin moving forward in the direction of your dreams and your goals? What actions can you take? Inspired actions. What thoughts can you think? What new affirmations can you write up? What kind of creative visualization can you engage in? What can you do in the next 72 hours to begin moving closer to your dreams? Can you make a phone call? Can you rewrite your resume? I mean, whatever it is, write down the list and then begin doing it. Do it now. So important. Number 6, how are you blocking yourself? What are you doing to stop yourself from achieving your goals and your dreams? What are you doing to sabotage yourself? I guess that's a better way of looking at it. What are you doing to sabotage yourself? Okay, so you're on a program to get your body in shape. You're eating more vegetables. You're eating clean, fresh-caught salmon. And you're working out, but you're also eating donuts late at night. Or any time, for that matter. But you're eating donuts. You see, that's what you're doing to sabotage yourself. So what are you doing to sabotage your business? What are you doing to sabotage your career? What are you doing to sabotage your relationship? Again, having clear answers helps you move in the direction of your dreams and goals, because once you can see it, you can take action on it. Number 7, what is the most important thing in the world to you? Oh, did I just hear a pause? What is the most important thing in the world to you? I'm not talking about this is important and that's important and this is important. I'm talking about what is numero uno? What is number 1? Everything you do needs to be in alignment with what is the most important thing in the world to you. If what you're doing is in counter alignment or a counter intention to what's the most important thing in the world to you, then you are moving in an opposite direction of your dreams and goals. You know, everybody gets into this time management thing. Everybody wants to live by the clock. But Stephen Covey, in his famous book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he says, what's really important is the compass. What's important? Keep the first things first. Because it's not about what the clock says, it's about what the compass says. If you're doing all the wrong things, but you're doing them effectively, you're still doing the wrong stuff. Focus on keeping the most important thing, the most important thing, and make certain that everything is in alignment with that. And number 8, are your thoughts and actions in alignment with what's the most important thing to you and your life? In other words, we want our actions in alignment, but we want our thoughts in alignment because we are attractors. We are co-creators of our reality. We create on a micro and macro level at the same time. We create on a quantum level. So your thoughts are things, as they say, thoughts and actions must be in alignment with what is the most important thing to you. If you will be honest and listen to this podcast at least 3 more times and sit down with a tablet, not on your computer, come on, I want you to write this out. Write out the question, write out the answer. Do it now. And take as much space as you need, because as the next couple days go by and as you listen to this podcast again, you might come up with deeper, more relevant answers. You've got to dig deep in order to find the gold. Okay, we are out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for subscribing on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher. Have a wonderful day, because you absolutely deserve it. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.